لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جاءتكم جنود فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا وجنودا لم تروها وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا صدق الله العظيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. The disbelievers would take turns riding their horses near the trench and looking for every opportunity in which they would be able to cross over and try and inflict harm on the Muslims. On the side of the Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would constantly be guarding the trench in order to ward off any possible attack from the mushrikeen. During these days, there was no real combat that had taken place. It was just arrows that were fired from either side and stones that were thrown. However, on one occasion, the leaders of the kuffar, the leaders of the disbelievers decided that they would go all together, they would mount their horses, and they would try and cross over and invade Medina Munawwara. So many of them mounted their horses, and they found a narrow portion of the trench, which was unguarded by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So they urged their horses, they hit their horses, and some of them managed to get their horses to jump over the trench. Among these people that had crossed over was Dirar bin Khattab, the brother of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, who later on became a Sahabi radiallahu an. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, who also became a Sahabi radiallahu an. Then Nawfal bin Abdullah al-Makhzumi. And very notable among them was Amr ibn Abdiwud. He was a very brave and famous warrior of the Quraysh. At that time, he was already 90 years of age, but he was still very powerful, very strong. He also crossed over. As they crossed over, as these leaders had crossed over, the remainder stayed on the other side, and they said that if there is any need, then we will come over as well. Now, they were mounted on their horses and they began moving around, roaming around on the other side of the trench, on the side of the Muslims. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu noticed this, then a group of Sahaba, including Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, went and blocked the entry point. So, to make it impossible for them to go back. When they see them blocking the entry point, rush with their horses towards this group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And then Amr bin Abdiwud, the famous warrior of the Quraysh, he calls out and he challenges, "May you Baris, who is there who will combat me? Who is there who will fight against me?" So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu stands up and he says, "Ana lahu ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will fight him." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, "Ijlis, innahu Amr ibn Abdiwud. Sit down, this is no ordinary person. This is a powerful man. This is Amr bin Abdiwud. How are you going to fight against him?" When no one stands up to the challenge, Amr bin Abdiwud begins to taunt the Muslims. He recites some words of poetry in which he taunts them. And he says to them that, "Where is that Jannat you are speaking about? That Jannat that you say that if you are killed you will go in that Jannat. Isn't anyone ready for that Jannat?" So he calls out again, "May you Baris." On the second occasion again, Ali radiallahu anhu stands up. Nabi Islam gives him the same answer. And then on the third occasion when he calls out, Ali radiallahu anhu stands up, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hands over his sword to him. Zulfiqar was the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Islam gives him his armor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ties an imama around his head. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. Allahumma a'inhu alayhi. Oh Allah, you assist him. Some historians have written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even made this dua. Oh Allah, in Badr I lost my cousin Ubaidah bin Harith. Oh Allah, in Uhud, I lost my uncle Hamza bin Abi Talib, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. Oh Allah, don't let me lose Ali radiallahu anhu on this occasion. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. And now Ali radiallahu anhu walks towards this famous wali of the Quraysh, reciting some lines of poetry. لا تعجلن فقد أتاك مجيب صوتك غير عاجز في نية وبصيرة والصدق منجا كل فائز إني أريد أن أقيم عليك نائحة الجنائز من ضربة النجلاء يبقى ذكرها عند الهزائز. He says, don't hurry. You are calling out as if no one is going to respond to your call. Don't hurry. فقد أتاك مجيب صوتك, because the one who is responding to your call has come now. غير عاجز, and he is not weak, he is not helpless. Fi niyatin wa basira, he is coming with full determination and with resolve he is coming. Wastidqu manja kulli faiz, and truthfulness and trustworthiness is the means of salvation of every successful person. Inni uridu an uqima alayka na'ihat al-janaiz, I want to kill you and make the mourning woman mourn over you. Those women, in those times they had this custom where they had women that would cry. So I want these women to cry over you and to mourn over you, to wail over you. Min darbatin najla, I will give you such a blow, such a fatal blow. Yabqa zikruha indal hazahiz, that will always be remembered throughout the annals of history, in the pages of history regarding great wars. This blow that I will give you will always be remembered. Obviously, this was a great insult to such a brave and powerful warrior. When he comes to Ali radiallahu an, then Ali radiallahu an says to him that in the time of Jahiliyyah, you had taken a pledge and you had mentioned that if anyone calls you and anyone invites you to one of two options, so if someone tells you either you do this or do that, then you will definitely accept one. You will never say none of the two. You will definitely accept one. Because of his bravery, he was so proud of himself that anyone calls me to one of two options, I will definitely accept one option. So Ali radiallahu anhu says to him, I have three options for you. I have three options for you, which means you will have to accept one of the three options. It's not possible for you to refuse all the options. So the first option that I have for you is accept Islam. So he says, no, I'm not interested in this. Leave this out. He says, the second option is, then you go back to Makkah Mukarramah and leave this fighting. Leave this war and go back to Makkah Mukarramah. If it turns out that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true, then you are fortunate because you saved yourself from fighting against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if it turns out that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an imposter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a liar, then that is what you desired. You wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be defeated and to lose, so your dream would come true. He says, if I have to go back to Makkah Mukarramah, then this will not be some great achievement of mine. No one will speak about it. It was that love for fame, that people must speak about what I did. So if I go back to Makkah Mukarramah, no one will speak about it. It's nothing great, not a great feat and achievement. And he goes on to say that I had taken a qasam, I had taken an oath. He was wounded very severely in Badr, and he could not participate in Uhud. So he had taken an oath that he will not apply any oil on his hair until he takes revenge from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he says, I have taken this oath, so I have to fulfill this oath of mine. Then Ali radiallahu anhu says, then the third option is, let's fight. He laughs. And he says that I never thought anyone would have the courage to invite me to a fight. Because everyone is afraid of me. And you are inviting me to fight with you. Then he asked Ali radiallahu anhu, who are you? Ali radiallahu anhu was covered with his armor. He did not recognize Ali radiallahu anhu. He asked him, who are you? So he says, I am Ali bin Abi Talib. He says that you are so young. You have more senior people in your family. Why don't you send one of them to fight me? And he says to him that your father Abu Talib and I were good friends. And because of this, I don't want to spill your blood. Ali radiallahu anhu responds to him and he says to him, لَكِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَا أَكْرَهُ أَنْ أُهْرِيقَ دَمَكَ, but I don't feel any hesitation in spilling your blood. When he mentioned this to such a proud and such a brave warrior, obviously he was enraged by this. And he jumped off his horse, unsheathing his sword very, very swiftly. In a very swift movement, he unsheathed his sword. And then he cut the legs of his horse. He hamstrung his horse. Why? Because to make it impossible for him to go back, which means I will fight here right till death. That was a sign that a person was very determined to fight. So he chopped the legs of his horse in this manner. And then he struck Ali radiallahu anhu with one blow. Ali radiallahu anhu blocked the blow with his shield. But this blow was so severe that it split through the shield and it hit Ali radiallahu anhu on his head, injuring the head of Ali radiallahu anhu. Ali radiallahu anhu in return strikes him on his collarbone and Ali radiallahu anhu gives him a fatal blow. When he falls down, the dust rises and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears the screams of takbir. And he realized that Ali radiallahu anh has killed Amr bin Abdi Wud. At that occasion, Ali radiallahu anh completes his lines of poetry. And he says, عَبَدَ الْحِجَارَةَ مِنْ سَفَاهَةِ رَأِيهِ وَعَبَدْتُ رَبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِصَوَابِ. That he worships stones because of his stupidity, because of his foolishness. He worships stone. وَعَبَدْتُ رَبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِصَوَابِ. And because of my right decision, I have worshipped the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At this occasion, we need to understand that on the occasion of war, to recite these kinds of poetry and to mention these kinds of words are not regarded as pride. This is a time when a person needs to show his courage. He cannot show his weakness at that time. So this is not pride. وَعَبَدْتُ رَبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِصَوَابِ. And then he goes on to mention a few other lines until he says, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ خَاذِلَ دِينِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْأَحْزَابِ. O people of the coalitions, don't ever think that Allah will forsake His deen and Allah will forsake His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The help of Allah is definitely with His deen and with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mushrikeen offered 10,000 gold coins or silver coins for the body of Amr bin Abdi Wud. Obviously, he was a famous leader of theirs. His body was on the other side. They say, we will pay 10,000, give us his body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, you can take his body for free. This is a filthy body. It is a najis body. We cannot take any money in remuneration for this body. An important point here is that although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum were going through such constraints, financial difficulty they were going through, but they were not prepared to take any wealth that was not 100% correct. Any wealth that was haram. This was haram to take wealth in lieu of a najis body. So they were not prepared to take wealth in lieu of this najis body, although they were in this difficult situation. The importance of halal wealth. Even if a person may be going through some financial difficulty, still it does not warrant him and does not allow him to take wealth which is haram or from doubtful sources. The other horsemen of the Quraysh that were with Amr bin Abdi Wud, when they saw this happening, obviously they realize that next is our turn. So they begin to flee and try to cross over. Zubayr radiallahu anh, Umar radiallahu anh pursue them. Zubayr radiallahu anh attacks another one of them, Nawfal bin Abdullah al-Makhzumi. He attacked him with his sword in the center of his body and he split his body in two. One blow, he split his body in two. Not only he split the body in two, he split his saddle and his sword even reached the back of his conveyance. And in this way he put an end to him. When someone mentioned to Zubayr radiallahu anh that what kind of sword you have? We've never seen a sword like this. A sword that can split a person in two, split the saddle and reach the conveyance. Zubayr radiallahu anh says, Wallahi ma huwa saif walakinna sa'id. It is not the sword, it is the hand behind the sword. So this was how Zubayr radiallahu anh put an end to Nawfal bin Abdullah al-Makhzumi. Ikrimah bin Abi Jahal radiallahu anh was not a sahabi at that time. He also flees from the battlefield. He throws behind his spear and he runs away and crosses over. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anh composed poetry, taunting Ikrimah at that time on his cowardness, that how he left the battlefield and ran in this manner. So when this happened, the remainder crossed over and they went and told Abu Sufyan that there's nothing good that came out from this day. On the occasion of the Battle of Khandaq, And on the occasion of the battle that ensued thereafter, the battle of the Banu Qurayza, the code word of the Muslims on that day was Hamim la yunsarun. Famously, we read Hamim la yunsarun. This was like a code word in order for them to understand that who is on the other side. Because there was also a situation that had come about where Sahaba radiallahu anhum unknowingly, there was a small fight that had taken place among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Thinking the other group to be the disbelievers, they began to fight with them until finally they mentioned this code word, Hamim la yunsarun, and then they realized that they are Muslim brothers. And in this fight, some Sahaba radiallahu anhum were injured as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoled them. This was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So although it was that unknowingly, it was at the hand of the Muslims, you will still be rewarded for this. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.